Celibacy, a way of living. Celibacy, as understood by the world, is to be a virgin for life. But it is not only an external lifestyle, but a way of living. Now we have to understand through the godly knowledge that celibacy is having purity in our mind, that is our thoughts, purity of mouth, that is in our words, and purity of the physical body, that is being a brahmachari. The subject of purity or celibacy is very, very subtle. Hence, one who wishes to understand and fully imbibe it, then one word purity means complete soul consciousness. One of the disciplines of Raj Yoga is the observance of brahmacharya or celibacy. BKs, as they develop, come to understand the value of purity and choose to be celibate while living in the world. Celibacy is the first step for a soul that is becoming completely pure. The vow of purity, however, is not only a vow of celibacy, but it is also to remain pure in every thought, word, and deed. One may say that celibacy is naturally easy. Others may say it is almost impossible. Such way also, even those who believe that it is somehow difficult can also certainly try their best. Because not to forget that God Himself has directed us this message of purity. Without this virtue of purity, one will not enter in a divine stage of meditation on God, which is nothing but His remembrance. Do you think the state of purity depends on state of mind also? Let's learn about this while discussing purity in thoughts. We are what we think, isn't it? Because that's what I, the self, is. What and how I think is the way I am. With this simple realization, we make such spiritual effort in an aim to conquer all negative thoughts, or say, to free up the mind and reinstate its original state of purity. We can make effort and control the direction of thoughts. Yes, certainly we cannot stop thinking, but self-realization guides us, the souls, to take back the control of our mind and sense organs. We shall guide the mind on how to think and how much to think. Because even positive thinking should be in a controlled way, a natural way. The subjects of purity in thoughts is very subtle. When one achieves the complete soul conscious stage, where no impure, no waste thought is emerged, only then one can be 100%. This stage is achieved by many with a regular and sincere practice of Raj Yoga meditation. Coming to how we speak, the thoughts certainly translate into most of the words that we speak. So how is purity in words affecting celibacy? Let's see. This certainly looks and is easy, yet many find it extremely difficult. Hence it can be understood that every soul has a different journey and so has a variety of sanskar based on their karma. Thus, we all experience the world differently. When it comes to having a complete divinity in words, we say that it depends on the situation. Words reflect our inner world, our inner situation. If my inner stage is divine, no matter what comes outside, it cannot shake me a little. But when the inner world is shaken, a little is needed from outside to break you down. Power to control over the senses is needed. Baba says in Murli, put something in your mouth so that it doesn't disobey you. Meaning, when a situation comes and you find out that it can lead to a conflict, simply close your mouth and smile. Forget what is going on outside and take a dive into the ocean of peace. This is having direct relation with God, our Father. Speak sweet, speak low, speak less. We have made this your slogan, and we do practice in our life. Purity in actions. The most common meaning taken out of purity is termed as celibacy, which means the way of life in which one remains free from married or sex life, from the vice of lust, and kind of separates themselves from the material world. In common term, as we say, in Bharat, as sannyas, that is renunciation of material world and family relations in search of God. In a subtle look, complete celibacy means to avoid contact with impure thoughts and attitude. It is instead renunciation of body consciousness and is related to its five vices, not the world. No one can live without doing karma. A soul who detaches itself from body and body consciousness, one who constantly masters the senses, remains detached while doing all activities in service of the world, is best among the beings. This is from Avek Murli as well as in Srimad Gita. In brief understanding, one may conclude that purity is the mother of all virtues. Soul consciousness is the key to complete and natural purity in mind, words and thoughts. Purity is also needed when it comes to what goes inside us, that is, talking about food. It is said that what you eat, you become, the meaning of which is explained. We catch the vibrations of the food which we keep in our stomach. Thus, catching those vibrations with time, we adopt the same vibrations. Eating a pure and sattvic food is very, very important in the journey of spirituality. Even the saints would tell you this. Food which is derived from Mother Nature and not from animals is considered best for a spiritual lifestyle. Concluding, let's discuss a little about what is soul consciousness. Soul consciousness is the key to a blissful life. When we are in the state of awareness that I am a soul and not this physical body, then our powers are unlimited, as the soul is not limited to anything. In other words, the person thinks, feels, acts, responds, etc. with the awareness that he is the master of the body. When in soul consciousness state, the original qualities of a soul, peace, purity, love, bliss, naturally emerge. We, soul, is not dependent on external, physical things for peace and happiness. They are our inner nature. Vices are the root cause of experiencing sorrow or peacelessness. Thus, it is now a message of God that it is time to awaken. We all are brothers, son of one incorporeal God. Om Shanti.